Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Hello, hello.
I want to say it at a very neutral. Hello. I was sassed on saying it too loudly.
I didn't sass her.
I didn't like your tone.
You gotta see what I have to go through.
Oh. Y'all, I promise you, I go through plenty of shit.
Oh. Welcome back to Close Enough.
Hello. I think we're a week off. Already failed. It's okay. We didn't fail. We rallied is what we did.
We did. We came straight home. We've had a busy weekend. We came straight home before we did anything else. We recorded a podcast.
That's it. We're here. I think we should have recorded it on the road, though.
I don't think it would have sounded good.
Oh, well, whatever. I didn't know that you were a podcast professional technician.
I mean, I like for them to sound good. We have critics.
Oh, okay.
They critique our sound.
Usually just because we're not loud enough, but...
That can be it, too.
I get it, because there's a podcast I listen to, and it's quiet. I don't like the way they sound, and I typically don't listen to it unless...
Yeah, it's got to... Like, that's the... I read an article that said podcasting as a business is failing at horrible rates right now, because there's more podcasts than listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're not in the business of podcasts. We're hobbyists. Well, that's how we would go in. But like Spotify, like if you're in the tech industry, all the stuff's going on right now, all these mass layoffs, my TikTok feed was flooded with.
I listened to Pantsuit Politics, and they were talking about the mass layoffs, but they framed it as potentially during COVID, when there were a lot of general layoffs elsewhere, our tech and entertainment businesses may have needed to amp up their employee rate because so many people were relying on those sources during that time of like not working. So I need technology and entertainment, and so those places had more workers.
Well, let's just be real. Chat GPT is running out of business. You don't need humans for these jobs anymore.
Oh,
I read. Huffington Post laid off a ton of their writers and are now posting blogs using Chat GPT.
That is wild.
And their stocks went up.
It's wild. It's completely wild. I follow a teacher, and it poses a very interesting concept about what we're doing. And I will, in a separate conversation, if you want to have with me, talk at length about how this is not the end of teaching.
It's the end of mankind.
No, it's
Sarah Connor. If there's any Sarah Connors pregnant out there right now, just know you may be ushering in.
Oh my God,
the rise of the machines.
Anyway, it's going to force a shift in how we think about things, and how we produce thinking, and give opportunities for.
We're just in the matrix.
We're not just going to assign writing anymore. Would you listen to one thing I say? Like,
I'm scared.
Okay.
This is fear.
This is it. This is what gets you scared. We're like, our world is burning, literally burning, and you're like, you know what? It's the Chat GPT that's going to take me out. I can tell you're terrified.
No, it's just, this is just the seed.
The seed.
The seed that's planted that's going to.
Yeah.
You're
tore up, I can tell.
I've watched The Terminator. I know what happens.
Fun fact. Couldn't tell you. I haven't watched
it. You know who Sarah Connor is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
John Connor, come with me.
That was horrible.
I'm not a good impersonator.
That was really bad. It's fun thinking about podcasting. What was the movie that we watched part of?
You People.
Lots of premise to it, but one of the
solid movie.
We just didn't finish it. I was Chromecasting. It stopped working. Didn't bother to figure it out again. So the main character in it is trying to... He has a podcast, but definitely it's on the side. He's really a finance guy.
He's a finance guy. It's Jonah Hill. He's hilarious.
And he's just so funny. But clearly in this, he's quitting his job. Like, he wants to quit his job to be a full-time podcaster. It made me think, like, do people do that?
Oh, yeah.
And they're just, like, that's all you're doing is podcasting. Because, I went through my feed, or my Stitcher, and even on my Spotify, everybody on that I listen to has some connection, either author, writer, comedian.
It's used to promote them.
Yes.
Otherwise.
Yeah. I don't think I listen to anybody that is just a strict podcaster only. That's all they do is podcast. I don't know if you would consider, like,
Joe Rogan.
He
doesn't
as,
use that to promote his own.
I know, but stand-up. I don't think. I think he is.
I think this is probably the chunk of his wealth now is podcasting.
It's podcasting, but he did not set out to just be a podcaster, so no.
Yeah.
He does not count. I'm talking about somebody who's like, I am going to strictly get famous
being a podcaster.
Being a podcaster. Or I'm going to make my living podcasting.
Yeah.
I think one of the originals, but it was based off just storytelling and news, was like This American Life. Like, that was strictly an Instagram.
And I've never considered that a podcast. That was a radio, episodic radio. It was on terrestrial radio.
Right. It's not. What does terrestrial radio mean?
Like the radio you listen to in your car.
Why do we call it terrestrial?
Everything else is like.
Extra?
Satellite radio.
Oh. I've never.
We're not in the extraterrestrial radio. But I want to do something fun before we dive into a bunch of different topics. This is, first of all, our age is smacking us in the face.
It's so stupid.
But Abby sent me this. And, let me turn it down.
Wow. It's getting crazy over there. Again, Mr. Professional Podcaster.
Yeah. So, these songs.
Oh, forgot what
we'll turn 30 years old. Now, for our friends that listen and those that are in our age group, if this doesn't make you feel old or remind you of your childhood, I don't know what is. But just humor us here for just a few minutes to listen to some snippets of these songs. These are all hip-hop songs that we grew up on that are...
This TikToker who's a DJ.
It doesn't matter who it is. There's a bunch of articles on it, too. There's way more than just these.
Okay.
But I felt old. Do you feel old?
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I can't even explain it. It's awful.
All right. So just sit back and enjoy these tunes here. Cash, move everything around.
In the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. Stop it, let me ride.
About to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check, cause though they sweat a brother majorly, and I don't know why your girl keeps playing. Chief
Rocker, boom shaka baka, yo, pick up the Chief Rocker, rock it round, so jump up off the tip, you're not my knocker.
Sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock.
Oh. nigga's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Super Bowl.
You so crazy, I think I wanna have your date.
Does it take you back?
I dance. I can't. Shout out to the person who did it because they clipped everything perfectly to yeah. where you knew exactly.
Yeah, you knew the song. It's so 1993. I was 13.
Sixth grade.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, it's hard.
Would have been sixth grade, 95 for. Yeah, so it would have been seventh grade. Yeah.
I'll take that. I just
so yeah. If you're in our age bracket, that should hit you in the feels. Also today, we've been gone all weekend. Abby and I come home, get the mail, and get a letter. Charlie gets a letter from a college, and I'm like, hold up, this ain't right.
You have got the wrong address.
Yeah,
like we're gonna blink. It's gonna be over. She'll be moved out. What the hell.
She won't be gone forever. She can't survive on her own.
She can't. Oh, my God. I was trying to... She's at a mock trial tournament, and...
And that's where we've been.
That's where we've been. She has to, you know, dress nice, and I don't know. I want her to be, like, presentable and nice, but in raising, like, a firstborn child, in theory, we're supposed to have this super type A...
Yeah. We...
Rule-following kid, and we don't. And she just, man, Gary's jeans just.
My jeans.
Her level of give a shit when it comes to like packing and getting ready for something is so far away from where I am. Like, I'm thinking, you know, hey, if you pull this out of your suitcase, it's looking a wrinkled. Come here and let me show you like how to steam something. And I'm like, I hit the button. It kind of looks like a fart emoji. That's. Going to make the steam come out. Like, she has no ability to know this.
Yeah.
Knowing good and well, she's not going to do anything about it. She's not going to care. It's so hard. But just thinking about her living on her own, man, she's, for everything she lacks in this confidence, or that she has in this confidence and her intelligence, or just general living is just kind of like, whatever.
First world problems.
Man, she didn't even know. In basketball, when basketball season ended?
I mean, to be fair,
I that is mind blowing too.
Kind of insulting. That
she thought March Madness was football. How? How have we raised
Super Bowl
her?
Was in February, so I don't know. She's not into sports.
But she generally watches enough to know, like, some major players and stuff that's going on. She can tell you those things.
She doesn't know it from watching sports. She knows it from, like, the culture.
Yeah.
So.
It's so funny to me that she's ours. That's our kid.
Yeah.
That's the one.
So we went to Louisville. A shout out to the Garretts. Finally get to, nice to see you in person.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this
Wait, have you never met them in person?
No, not that I know of. If we have, I apologize.
Yeah.
But, you know, seeing them there to support the team and this national championship mock trial, and then, like, the whole process of it is just so foreign to me. It's basically like an interactive play.
With improv and quick thinking, extemporaneous thinking, like, you have to be able to react to the situation given to you, but you have a basic... Everyone has a basic premise and guideline they're following.
Yeah.
It's how well which team can logically react, think in the moment of who you're competing against.
Yeah.
While also,
and then you don't know who's who, like you can't wear team colors, so yeah.
You also have to portray what it like the mock part is important. Like you are fully portraying that person.
Yeah, there's definitely some courtroom etiquette that as somebody who's been to court, you know, through my job, there was more etiquette in mock trial than I've seen.
I wondered how much is like the, may I, if it pleases the court, may I approach the bench? May I approach like
that? I mean, that's probably the right thing to do, but I've not seen it executed so much like that in
always.
Yeah.
It's so cool though. Like it is such an amazing program, and even
I'm sure like in the Supreme Court that's how you would
absolutely you know. I think so. It's really cool to watch these kids and to stand up, and I got really pumped because the judge basically said, told the kids, and this was brilliant, like you're writing an essay, like as you're doing, you're pulling in your witnesses, your evidence, and you're pulling each, you're writing an essay with words, with vocal, you know, oral language. And I know you always write essays with words, but you're presenting it this way. And I thought that's a brilliant way to,
yeah,
to frame that in how you are thinking versus you. When you say it's a play, plays are very rehearsed. You can't be strict and rehearsed in this or it won't come off correctly.
Right? Yeah, it'll be robotic.
The minute somebody yells objection, which is hilarious, especially if like the kid's like yelling objection and it's not quite right and the judge is like, nah.
Overruled.
But
yeah, it was fun. It was something so foreign to me. And even... I think it's foreign to public schools in general, just looking at the dynamics in the landscape. Yeah. So for us, for Charlie to have this opportunity in a public school, not only that, but like the national champion.
Mm-hmm. Which, a public school.
This
so
is how well thought of in the scheme of extracurriculars that mock trials thought of. The national championship this year is in Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even get nowhere cool.
Yeah. We're not going to like Washington, D.C. or New York. We're at.
Let's go to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Sponsored by Walmart. So, but yeah. So here is the Thomas. If you ever learned anything from us, we're going to drop some knowledge on you right now. As if you're parents, what we did is we went and watched Charlie do her mock trial. We got a hotel room. Now, granted, we're less than an hour and a half away from Louisville. We could easily just drove back. But we got a hotel room, and we ate lunch at the hotel. Mm-hmm. We napped. We watched a movie. We had TikTok time. We got more sleep and rejuvenation just in.
I took a two-hour nap and still slept 8 hours. I was like, I'm going to get up 5 o'clock. My body just wakes up, right?
No.
Shoots up, and I'm like, yeah. Char's texting me about 15 minutes later because they're up getting ready for the day. These poor kids have ran a hard
day. Oh, they're going to be tired.
She's going to be exhausted. I Google search. I'm like looking at the Omni. I'm like, oh, there is a fitness center. So I'm going to let my Fitbit or my Apple Watch charge. I'm going to go hit the gym. I fell right back asleep. So we're talking 8.5 hours. My average weekly sleep, which it's low this week. I've had some late nights, early mornings. Just number one, when Charlie's lack of anxiety amps mine up more. So her just general nonchalance about packing and shit made me like sleep 4 hours Friday night, like just trying to make sure everything was done. Nothing I could
slept
do.
Well,
Gary
night.
Was fine. Gary's fine. He just matches energy with her. So my sleep this week was like 6 hours, which is what I'm averaging. I'm trying to get it to 6.5. Doing my best. But 8.5 hours sleep.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Like, I don't even know. My brain's probably like,
granted, the kids will return shortly, and then it'll be back to normal. But in the meantime, you know, we're fired up.
That's what I want to do. Like, I have no desire to go someplace. And I've said this. Like, I want to go and just lay in bed and eat food, DoorDash it. Like, thank God the restaurant was in the hotel. I didn't want to have to go anywhere.
Abby got this massive... like club sandwich. It was amazing. So looking, the good. Fries were good.
So good. Gary got barbecue chicken nachos. I ended up eating his leftovers later, so we didn't even do dinner. We just ate snacks. There was like a store in the Omni.
Yeah.
And you could just go get snacks downstairs. I'm like, I could live here. What else do I need? In the summer, there's a pool, rooftop pool.
What it was crazy to me, though, is in my other life, you know, in my other podcast, I talk about bourbon and things like that. So there was a bottle shop at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Had a good selection of bourbon, but the price, I'm like, granted, you're in a hotel.
Everything's going to be a little bit more expensive.
But I saw a bottle of Kentucky Owl, $600.
Owl? Are you saying
Kentucky Owl? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, it's an expensive bourbon, but it's
how
not.
How much is it, like Kroger? Is Kroger carrying it?
Yeah, probably $130, $150.
How much was it there?
$599.
USD. in this economy.
Yeah, and then one of my favorite bourbons, Larceny, is $24. We can walk right now and get $24 for a 750 milliliter. It was $60 there. I was like, come on now.
Okay, yeah.
But
did we pay $6 for some iced animal crackers?
You damn right we did.
Yes. Yes, we did. Killed that bag.
Yeah.
Totally fine. But that's the hack is.
Just if you can. And granted, I did the government. We said the Omni. First of all, we're not fancy people. This was a fancy hotel.
So it makes me really uncomfortable. I don't want to do valet parking because I don't want anybody to do anything for me. I hate that. It makes me twitchy. I don't like that. I'm very uncomfortable with that world.
So we got valet parked.
And then you go in and I'm just like, I'm carrying my lunch bag with my iced coffee in it. Because I'm going to pay my protein drinks to go.
But to be fair, they gave us a free drink. They gave us free old fashions.
We didn't even get our free drinks.
We didn't leave the room. there's a big corporate event going on there.
We mentioned crashing it, but we would have had to wake up and like.
And they were all in tuxedos, by the way. Mm. So, but it was fun just to be there. And
that's,
you know, I used my government ID and.
We didn't have to do Omni. Like I could have done this anywhere.
The Econo Lodge was really literally right across the street.
But great, like the TV was, you know, nice.
The bed was nice. Yeah. Amazing shower. Like if you got it in the budget, and like I said, I got government rate. It would have been the same price if I went to the Holiday Inn Express.
Right.
So they did make me show my government ID.
Did they?
Yeah.
Damn. But.
It was literally $260 a night, and then I got it for $120.
That's awesome. Yeah, I liked it. I loved being there. I liked experiencing that, but definitely, I just get that ick of feeling I don't belong here. People are going to figure out. Then, kind of as I walked around, I realized, we're not the only bumpkins walking around. But I just do not thrive well in those environments. I feel like
we're pretty blue collar vacationers too.
Yeah, my bullshit meter of like, here come when we were going up, like you had to use your key if you went past a certain floor.
The elevator just stopped and I was like, okay. But luckily in my brain I figured it out.
That was gay. But listen, it was a solid 90 seconds 2 minutes of it just like, well, this is it, we are stuck in the elevator. This is where we sit. We kind of stared like, oh, well. But I enjoyed it. That's what I want, is just to go and lay down. If you listen to Christina P's podcast, she talks about, like, when she's on the road now, she's not going out at night. She's not, when she goes to these cities, she doesn't visit them. She doesn't do touristy things. And we could have gone back and, like, watched more of the mock trial. Charlie ended up doing something. This is wild. They do something called a buy buster. And so they just gather up randos from each team who aren't competing, because you obviously have to have an even number of teams bracketed. And if they don't have that, there were only 11 teams, they throw together a buy buster team to compete against whatever team is in that bracket. So Charlie randomly went in. We didn't find out, you know, we were in for the night. It was 4:00. And she was like, hey, I'm going to be an attorney in this buy buster. And we could have, you know, jogged back out to go see her, but we're like, you're fine. That's what I want, is just to sit and chill and not do anything. And
well, once you see, like,
that's my vacation idea.
I feel like once we saw her do it, the more you see her do it, maybe I'm just, I don't know, maybe that's just because that, like, again, I've never experienced anything like that. It's not really a spectator sport.
And, you know, unlike
can't
a
cheer,
play,
can't wear school colors.
Like, they do this thing where at the end, with kids sitting there, so they turn in their ballots and then they're like, would you guys like feedback from the judges? And so they start just like, they don't add anybody directly, but I definitely felt like one of the judges was talking directly to my daughter, and she was some little college girl, and I wanted to fist fight her. I was like,
she was, what, the gist of it is Charlie,
you're
is
just jealous, bitch.
Charlie is a ham. And her, she's a witness, and her character is funny. I don't know if it's written to be funny.
100% written to be funny.
Yeah, and so she hams it up, and they said, you need to take it. You're in a murder. It's not a murder trial. This is a civil trial.
But I just, I, so good on these kids for getting that. You want to talk about like a, you know, there's a soft generation. Like, sit there and listen to people critique you in public. That's hard. That's tough. That's building a little bit of resilience in them. And I asked her, and she's like, oh, don't care. Rolled off her back. Does not care. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'll take her. I'll take this girl. I don't know who she knows who she's talking to. Like, you don't know me. You don't. So that's different aspect. So the competitive part for what my kid doesn't do competitive wise in sports, we're getting a little bit of it maybe through this. I'm getting a.
I still don't think she has the competitiveness.
And you don't know how it's scored. Like, it seems very subjective in scoring. So there's no way for me and Gary to, like, I had to send a text to someone halfway through. I'm like, are we winning? What's happening?
What?
And I got like, we're a little nervous, but it's going pretty good. Wait for this next part. We're really good here. We're strong here. And I'm like, I have no idea what's happening. I need to be quiet. Gary and I walked in. We were late in terms of like the teams were already in the courtroom, and we come rolling in. The kids all thought we were the judges, and they all jumped. We're like, hey, it's just us making noise.
I appreciate the reverence, though.
If y'all want to stand, we're here.
Yeah. So. And then we're all like, it wasn't a real judge. It was an attorney that was portraying the judge. And everybody's standing, everybody's looking around. Somebody's finally like, may we sit down, Your Honor? He's like, oh, yeah, cool.
Clearly,
he had no idea. So, yeah, that was fun.
It was very fun, very cool. But
before we dropped Harlan. So, our son, the way his brain works is amazing. He loves Willy Wonka.
Yeah, over Christmas, that became a big, old Willy Wonka, yeah, not the new one.
So, you know, me being the friendly neighborhood guy, one of my buddies, James, shout out James if you're listening, probably not listening.
I don't know that he even knows your name, Gary.
He was like, hey man, because I usually buy a Monster or something, mm-hmm. You know, I'm an energy drink guy. He's like, if you like that old school Great Pop, you need to get this purple Monster. So I get this purple Monster, it's called Ultraviolet. And so Charlie hands it to me. I'm getting ready to drink it. And Harlan is like, no, Dad, you can't drink that. You'll turn violet.
Because in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Violet chews the gum and you're turning violet. And she becomes a big blueberry. And it's tense in that, like, the dad's really upset. Well, Harlan exclusively, like, watches that scene over again. Loves that scene in particular. So that hit really hard, I guess, when he thought...
So even as I was taking him to school, he's like...
This is later, much later.
Yeah, this is late. He's like, did you throw that away? I said, yes, Harlan. I threw that away.
So...
Psych, I drank it.
We've ordered some in our Kroger pickup, and we're going to have to hide it. You're going to have to drink it secretly at work or something. Does it taste like orange pop, by the way? Or purple pop?
Not really.
Grape soda?
I mean, I get it, like hints of it.
It's disgusting. Shouldn't be.
But it's funny, this... Abby had, and to all the people that we meet that listen to the podcast, just know it embarrasses Abby. Like, I don't know what she thinks if we're recording this for our own ears, but just know it embarrasses her a little bit. And
it's a weird embarrassment. Like, I'm proud of what we do. I love doing this. I enjoy it completely. Like, I'm thinking of ideas for it. But then when people confront me in person and are like, I listen to your podcast.
She doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. So that happened this week.
If you talk to me, I'll engage.
And I do. And it's just curious. It's still weird to me that people listen. And I just don't good with... I'm awkward anyway. I am 1,000,000% awkward. So I have my professional persona. I can exude that. The minute people are like, oh, yeah, on your podcast, I'm like, oh, God. I'm so sorry. Because... my head highlight reels every stupid thing I've ever said or every dumb thing my husband has said. And I'm like, don't.
I own it.
Like, I want you to know that in my professional world, I am very professional. And at my home, we are
not really professional.
Screwed up parents and, you know, who are married and working on life. And we're not professional at this at all.
So I appreciate everybody that, yeah.
I love it. I like when people say, I listen to your podcast. Just know that I'm going to immediately be like, oh, God, and get embarrassed.
Just know who I'm not appreciating right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that was.
And I appreciate him as a listener, but as a human being right now, Matt Chandler has hurt my soul. Oh. Because he mentions to us, not to put his business out there, but he started to run. He's going to get ready for like the Derby half marathon. And I've been flirting with this running idea. So I'm like, I'm in. I'll start running.
Wait, you're going to do the Derby half marathon?
No. I'm just going to start running.
I was like, damn.
So, Matt, just so you know, I started running. And I've talked to several runners. The weather's just been shitty, and so I've been just running on the treadmill.
Which is not ideal.
No. But, so the first time I ran, I was like, this, you know, I've kind of got a new body. Like, I don't have all that extra weight.
Uh-huh.
So it's, but I still feel like I'm, you know, the 380-pound guy on the treadmill.
But even when you were that size, your joints and stuff didn't hurt or ache.
I have no beef on my body as far as, like, the way it aging makes me feel. Running is so boring.
I told you that.
So, I watched the old school Punisher that Marvel did on Netflix, pre-Disney. So, I'm watching that, and I'm running, and it's like time gets away, and I realize I've run 2 miles. I'm like, oh, my God.
You ran a whole 2 miles without stopping?
Yeah.
Damn, Gary.
Not very fast.
I still could not do that. If I tried, I could not do that. If I was like, your life depends on 2 miles right now without stopping, I would be like, I am seriously sorry. Thank you. It's been a good run.
So then he sent me like a novice training thing. I was like, before I even try this, I should probably do like the couch to 5K something. So I downloaded some generic 5K runner app, which I forgot to cancel and it charged me $5, but maybe it was a sign that I needed.
The story.
But I have used it, and I just, it's not my thing, but I'm not going to quit.
I'm proud of you.
It's a pride thing.
So that one medical-ish issue that you had the first time you ran, are you healing up there?
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Another thing.
Andy Bernard.
I thought it was just an urban legend. Probably like the third day I ran, I thought my nipples were going to fall off. They hurt. I told Abby, I'm like, hey, this hurts.
Andy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Have a child suck at your teat. Tell me it hurts.
Even breastfeed.
I did too. Did a month each. Don't you start with me.
Fair enough.
You don't know me. You couldn't do it. Can't even run. Nothing's even like biting at your nipples and you're talking about them hurting.
Well, I'm just, I was, there was something glide? That was a pain I'd never had in my life.
There you go. You can use some like nipple glide. They make a lotion for that.
But I was in a little bit of a stall with my weight loss, and it did push me over the 100-pound mark.
Yes.
I've lost over 100 pounds.
You are 100 less pounds. That's wild. You lost. I would say like a couple of kindergartners. In our world, though, that's like 1.5 kindergartners, if you base it on our
I lost children. Almost a Harlan and a 3-month-old.
It's really amazing. I'm very proud of you, and I know it's been hard and just a complete challenge to change something that you're
well, even you're experiencing this in Here's the thing. I did this so you guys don't have to.
What?
Just weight loss surgery.
Gosh, yeah.
Because if I'm going to be, like, I'd have no regrets that I did it. I would not recommend it to anybody.
Yeah.
Not for the 30% I wouldn't recommend for the physical aspect of it, and the 70% is the mental aspect of it.
Yeah. It's been hard.
But you're struggling with, as the whole world. Like, well, you're listening to Miss Pat. She's talking about taking Ozempic, and
so
there's this, if you're on TikTok or if you're just watching the news, there's these new medicines, and there's so much. Listen, if you go down this rabbit hole, no, don't trust anybody. I mean, you're going to find a few people that are really knowledgeable about it. Dr. Arnosky's one of them. He's an obesity doctor. I would listen to him and
a few
others.
This has made me very aware. No, from the
Abby's
jump.
Nearly a doctor now.
From the jump of it, and I was slow going to get started. It was simply a time factor. I did not jump on getting to a doctor and getting seen. I could have avoided a lot of the pain and headache that I'm dealing with now. I took a sample of Mounjaro. I was given a sample of Mounjaro from my doctor. Couple of things happened within my doctor's practice and within the FDA, insurance companies, and Lilly themselves. You cannot get Mounjaro right now without a type 2 diabetes diagnosis unless you are one of these few lucky golden children who are getting Mounjaro, this injection, because you have what's called this old savings card. And pretty much you had to have been on this pre-October 2022.
It's like you're grandfathered in.
Grandfathered in. But not everybody's accepting it. So I go to Kroger. I get my prescription for Mounjaro. I go to Kroger. And she said literally that morning they received an email. Because they kind of didn't know what to do with me. I even brought instructions on how to use this savings card, what to do, how to do this. And they tried. They tried everything. But the pharmacy and insurance companies are going to block it right now without the code for type 2 diabetes diagnosis. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to say that people are using this for weight loss and they're taking the medicine away from people who need it for type 2 diabetes, That is a false narrative. You can talk to doctors, do deeper look into this. Wegovy and Ozempic are both basically the same product that have been double produced to Wegovy meeting the needs for people who need weight loss, Ozempic for type 2 diabetes, but it's kind of a blurred line as to which doctors are prescribing what. And right now, the past 2 to 3 weeks, it has infiltrated in the news. And what has been wild to me, being someone who has followed this information since before Christmas, since back in October, just kind of seeing
another
what it
reason
was,
not to watch the news.
Yeah, seeing what to do. I'm in these groups on Facebook, so listening firsthand to hundreds of thousands of people. Like, I can't log on Facebook without seeing my Wegovy group or my Mounjaro group, and I go to them, I search them the minute I had a symptom or a question or anything related to these medicines you can find. The reactions, whatever. Right around Christmas, conversations started happening. So we've had a lot of celebrities on it. Elon Musk is on it. What's her name from The Office? Mindy Kaling goes on it, which I don't know if it's publicized that she was on it or not, but it's assumed, I think, that she was on Wegovy or Ozempic. But the conversation gets bigger about this, and then news people start picking up on this. And so I think last week I talked about how, in the last podcast, how fitness people are seeing their cash cow slip through their hands. And it's like, well, if I can, it's not this easy way out, though. It's just, it is treating obesity medically. It's not saying that you're going to get on this and you're going to gain 5,000 pounds afterward. It reminds me of, like, Gary, you getting this surgery, and the immediate first reaction everybody has is
everybody gains it back.
Telling you the story of somebody who's gained all the weight back. I don't know why it is our human nature to see something go well and work and immediately shit on it if it is not done in this traditional white knuckle, work hard way through it. You just need to count your calories and workout every day, coming from people who have done this.
And even people that do it that way still get shit too. So right. Nobody's immune from...
From like this overall societal perspective that you're doing it wrong, from people who don't have to even fucking think about or deal with it for whatever reason, genetics or the way that you were, you know, mapped, DNA mapped for your shit to work. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but this is working for me. And now Thursday should have been my shot day. I don't have it. Food
going through withdrawals like crack cocaine. Well,
the food noise is coming back in. So on Monjaro, I did not think about food in the same way that I have. Like I knew, unlike Gary, who can't necessarily feel hunger.
I don't feel hunger.
I would get it, but I also had it gave me enough time to pause. I can't explain it. I cannot explain why, but I could make a decent choice. So the typical habit of just walking by and like we make our kids shit food all the time. Harlan's going to eat a shitty frozen pizza. In the likelihood that he allows any pieces to be left behind, it was nothing for me to walk by and just grab one. Grab a little piece of that just while pondering what else to eat for the day. You know, those moments.
A little appetizer.
Those moments were gone. Like French fries left behind. I am 0% interested in it. And there's research showing that this Monjaro impacts the obsessive addict center of your brain and helps calm that. So some people that are having like anxiety and OCD are seeing those symptoms go away. So regardless, I am really annoyed right now with all of the news coming out about just like they're even.
What'd you say, Ozempic face?
Ozempic face. Somebody, I don't know, somebody did a major news story on Ozempic face that people who are on Ozempic losing weight are looking just haggard and aged because they've lost weight. And I'm like, the fuck? But maybe they're going to live longer, Karen, because they're off of their diabetes medicine and they're off of their blood pressure medicine. We're going to go shit on them for their face. There is a fucking cover-up cream for that, okay? Like, it's so
listen,
wild.
Everybody takes pictures with filters anymore anyway.
Yes.
Don't even matter.
Like, who cares? But the conversation, what you don't know, like I can open up my newsfeed and what you don't know about Ozempic, what you don't know about Wegovy, the truth behind. And so it just has made me question a lot. Like I'm not a tinfoil hat person necessarily, but where is this coming from? Is this coming from the news just sensationalizing this? Because the true story is it fucking works. And it's working and people's lives are changing. But to have that conversation is to also reveal the fact that our insurance companies are shitholes. Like the amount of money that the United States has to pay for this drug compared to the world is astronomically different. But we know that. I've said before, like I am completely behind on this whole like prior authorization, get this, and how much our insurance companies can just shit all over us and what we need and what we want to improve our health, right? So I don't know. And then I told Gary, like, this week my podcast have just been like, this is for you. This has been on your mind and we are going to have this conversation. It has been everything from Miss Pat to Bert talking, just chatting about Ozempic.
Yeah.
A lot of even they have misunderstandings about it and what it does and the conversations, their general impression of it and just knowing that narrative of like people are, you know, is Hollywood just doing this? There are people who are just taking it to lose a quick 10 to 15 pounds. And that pisses me off because I'm like, if you have not had to lift up a part of your skin or stomach to wash under it, you don't need the meds. Okay. Stay away from it for a while. Let the rest of us fatties deal with it.
Yeah, I still even think when you go down that way, like if you,
like who deserves what?
Yeah, you can.
That's a really because it's pitting this like now the conversation is type 2 diabetes. People need this. You're like weight loss is a chronic illness. Like it is a problem.
Obesity is a chronic illness.
Obesity, yes. Yeah. Sorry, but. The have and the have nots, like that's a really weird conversation to have, yeah. But it seems to be a thread or a trend or a theme that kind of makes our country thrive, that if we can just keep everybody separated and hating each other, it's going to be a good day. But
it's been a huge topic, yes, even in my algorithm, which is mostly memes and things like it still pops up there.
A hormone conversation. I've been having this sort of,
I was on hormone replacement
conversation for a while about this idea of perimenopause and talking about it, and it was very isolated. I could name two social influencers or people in my social media that were doctors that were talking about perimenopause and menopause pretty adamantly and openly, but it's trickling down now to where, like, two comedians I listened to were talking about, did you know that you can go through this for 12 years, like for decades? Dr. Drew was talking about it. I was like, okay. So part of me is excited that people are having that conversation and talking about it and wanting to talk about it. The hormone stuff is wild to me, and that how little our world knows or chooses to know and treat perimenopause and menopause. It's kind of like, oh, it's just this rite of passage, bitch, just you're gonna get through it. And it's kind of this whole, like, sorry girls, sorry ladies, sucks to be you.
Speaking of, I just got a message from Matt Chandler. It's like he was listening to us.
Oh no,
he was listening to last week's episode.
Oh no.
And he said that there were several music artists that he would be devastated if they died. I said, I literally just shit talked to you. So I don't know if he, I said, it's funny, don't worry. So we love you, Matt.
Oh, that's funny.
And we love all the people that listen, even though it's so weird. Like I was watching a thing where it's like, you are more likely to make friends with your listeners than turn your friends into listeners. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's I feel like. But just know I'm on that grind. I'm going to go run after we do this podcast, actually.
I'm proud of you.
You're proud of me. And it all goes back to, I make very ignorant statements sometimes. And like with my friend David, I've shit talked him for years now for running marathons and 5Ks and all this stuff. And now I feel like I have to beat him in a race. And if I don't, all that stuff I said was just noise.
It is just noise.
Nope, it's going
to
be.
I want you to know this is my intrinsic motivation. How shitty you are, and just the general bullshit that comes out of your mouth 24/7. I'm fucking here for it. Scholar, I'll tell you how education goes. I'm running stupid. Like, I'm here for every ounce of revenge.
Humble pie.
And humble pie you have to shove down your throat and then puke up later because you can't eat food. I'm here for it. I love you. As your partner, I love you. As your friend in this world, bitch, you got this coming. Every ounce, your nipples should bleed for the amount of shit talk you do to people. Like, we all love you to death, but this is good for you. This is growth. This is in those spaces that growth is made, is when you see the bullshit that you put out there all the time.
I feel attacked. Somebody come to my defense.
Nobody's going to, because you shit on everybody.
Not everybody.
Like, at this point, your nose is going to grow overnight, just, and Seth Thatcher is going to be
really. Oh, you bringing Seth's nose into it. Oh, now who's getting him on the sly? Girl,
I love when everybody goes after your mom. I love it in the group text because you are so vicious to other people. You are vicious. Connie, I defend you. I want you to know that. But
just know,
Gary deserves that you.
That they keep doing it because they can't penetrate. They can't get past this ice cold exterior. Oh, my God.
Ice cold. No, it is there, and I'm seeing it like break away and chip away. Number one, the first thing that I think just tears you down and you have no idea what to do with it is our daughter. Number one,
I would, if I could. Abby got an email. The title of the email was "Put her up for adoption now," and I co-sign that. It wasn't for me, and it wasn't even for me. It was from somebody.
Turns out our daughter even shit talks to her teachers, like, and gives them a hard time. And I'm like,
you know what's hard is when you have a clone, when you have somebody that you see that is you, right? So you know their flaws, their insecurity. You know all that.
How's that working for you, Gary?
It's not.
You don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. I'm in therapy for it. I talked to my therapist, and by the end of it, I'm like, "Well, you're wrong too, lady. You don't know her."
It's great. Oh, I love the confidence for you, but just a little bit of breaking you down, just a little bit, because I don't live in this world.
Can we
bring
home her?
No.
Sure, I'm surely
you've ruined her already. Like, could have been possible years ago, but. You've already destroyed her.
Oh.
She's ours now. she's all ours. Just being a person who has always lived in this space of uncertainty, anxiety, and very little confidence.
Who, me?
Me.
I was going to say that. Well, you're...
No, it's me. I am just usually shocked and appalled at you and the things you have the balls to say. I will say them quietly to the side. Or think them and then whisper them and let somebody else say them out loud, you just go for it.
Yeah.
And now you are shocked.
What am I shocked at?
That it's all coming back to you.
I don't know that
you're
it is.
Dealing. It is. And I love it. I love this. Mr. Hard Exterior, can't hurt me. Nipples are bleeding.
I'm just a mess.
You are a mess. We love you. You're a big old mess. And I love you dearly, but... There's just no.
But always a butt in there. Just can't be. Chris Rock was right. Men are not loved unconditionally.
Just know there are times that when I hear Charlie say shit to you and you yell at her, if I'm not in the room, I am probably smiling. Just like, how is that going for you, buddy? It's beautiful.
It's not.
It's rough. It is rough raising a 14-year-old. And it's really hard because, they just, that mouth just got to run all the time. And he's got to know all the things. And I said this on my Facebook this week, the audacity that they have. She ain't got a job. Her
only income is Christmas and birthday money.
Birthday money. She doesn't have a license. And she gets mad at me. Like, I want to go, this good Lexington. Let me tell you, Lexington was, I don't know about you, but like Lexington was.
Went to Lexington.
No, it was a treat. I was usually either going with someone else. We were there for.
Went with school?
Yes. I was never just jogging over to Hamburg.
Granted, we live 30 minutes closer now than when we do when we grew up.
And maybe
up.
That was a thing for, you know, people of this location, you know, while we were kids. We're not. The hell if we left town?
I mean, I go to Lexington every day.
I'm just saying, like, when we were kids, looking at our parents and demanding that they take us somewhere.
You know, part of adulting that sucks so bad is I work in Lexington. Mm-hmm. So I have lunchtime, right, for the last 12.
Just tell me about lunchtime, baby.
We'll take an application right now. We'd love to have you on board. It'd be a good job for you.
I would hate to have to show you how it's done.
But so you've got... unlimited options for lunch. But then you're like, you know what? And I feel stupid even saying this. This is a first world problem. Like, I got to drive there. So even if it's closed, it's still going to take 20 minutes to get there through traffic. And then it's going to be an hour to eat. And then it's an hour back. And then you've wasted your whole day.
Shit. I'm like, I am not even processing this conversation. I have to decide whether or not I take salads that I don't have to heat up or take my food that requires a 3-minute heat up, that means I'm going to have to walk down to the microwave, wait in line, heat it up. By then, I might have lost 10 minutes of my...
Hold on.
25 minutes. Oh, don't you dare. Don't
but
you
we
talk
all
about,
know.
Don't you dare say shit. You're talking about losing your whole day after choosing an hour-long lunch.
Yeah, but
fight
you
me,
easily
bitch.
Make up for that between June to August.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're a bitch.
Teachers have it so easy.
Oh, it's the easiest job in the world right now.
They're literally hiring people off the streets in some states.
You look like you could breathe. Get in here. Come on. Damn.
Oh. We
I miss my we talked about Factor meals on here that you got the Factor. I think we talked about it.
We even offered a code.
Yeah. I'm going off those. I've lost my Factor meals, my tanning package, and my damn shots.
The Factor meals come. We can't afford them every week.
No, we can't. I wish it was more affordable. There was somebody in one of my Monjaro groups. Her employer actually, through her job, she gets 18 meals for $60. I was like, damn.
Does she work for Factor?
No. She didn't disclose who she works for.
I'll say this. I don't know if even I told you this.
What?
So, like, as we got to give out codes, which we put up,
mm-hmm.
So I used one and had them sent to the office. 6 free meals. And I had one of them. Like, I gave them, like, we all ate them, you know. What they lack in, so they are tasty. Like, they're really good. And I'm picky.
Like, I grew up just... Looking back, it's so weird. I grew up eating like a Healthy Choice pizza bread or a Weight Watchers. Like, I just grew up on that stuff. For the simple fact of convenience, I think we bought a lot of that stuff. Those types of foods, they are really good meals. They're not intended to be frozen. I know some people who get them like in that large quantity, 18 meals. Unless you're feeding multiple people in your home, you're going to have to freeze those. But they are so good. I was shitting on Gary for getting me the stuffed pepper something or other. And I'm like, oh, I don't like stuffed peppers. But it really wasn't a stuffed pepper. It was like it had peppers in it. It was like a casserole more. Because you can do a straight, like, low-carb, keto-esque menu if you wanted to. And I think that was one of the meals from that. But it was even good. Everything I've eaten so far has been great. And at the time, being on my medicine, it was very filling. Like, I could eat one. If I ate two a day, if I ate one for lunch and dinner, it was a big day. And then I was like, oh my God, they've got like 570 calories in them. But whereas Weight Watchers will throw something together for 300 calories. And I'm like, this was an appetizer. I need something
I had the
else.
Vegan chili one.
Oh. Okay.
So good.
It was good.
Yeah.
That would be a good meal to make this week.
So
I'm going to have to like prep some food this week and get my life together on that. There's so many, like, I know what to do. It's just a matter of like.
Do you ever feel, it's funny, just hear me out here, like the need to just get organized and get all your shit together,
every
then
Sunday.
Never do it?
Oh no, I have to do it.
Here's what triggers me in that. Paper and pencil. Like, when I see a fresh pad of paper and a pen, I'm like, I need to write stuff down. I need to do the blah, blah, blah. Never do it. In my head, I'm like, yeah, maybe I'd do better if I did that.
That is wild to me. I do nothing but write things down constantly. I think you will find, did I send you that TikTok? I think this girl.
You sent me 1,000 a day. Who's to say?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean and how I don't like the tone that you answer that with. So I know that you're not, know that I am curating that shit just for you. And I'm going to need you to watch them. And our relationship depends on it, okay? Anyway.
Wow.
So one girl was hired on this job, and they told her, like, this is how we start our day. This is the practice. It's not a practice. It's a rule. It's a law. We all do this. And they're like, this is the secret behind our success. And it's basically write your day down. The first that you walk in, you sit down with a fresh pad of paper, you write your day down. What do you need to do? Well, she does it, and she doesn't think any differently of it. It turns out it was more of a suggestion, but she's like, a year later, I don't know how else. And she kind of picks up a notebook, and it's every day she's written things down. And it's a key. Don't, because they said, don't write it in your notes. Don't do an electronic. Don't do a Google Docs. Don't do any of that shit. Write it down. And there's so much brain research with that, like physically writing things down. With note taking and stuff, I know that as we were shifting into a more virtual world, even pre-COVID, conversations coming out about kids like bringing out their computers and taking notes, it's not hitting the same brain sphere as paper pencil writing when you're taking notes and stuff. That's operating somewhere else.
I get that.
Yeah. So I've even thought with you being somebody who struggles with the remembering world.
How dare you?
Tell me where I'm wrong. Where's the lie?
I got a damn gift card in the mail. It was a promotion, but from Beltone.
Okay. Hearing me and remembering are two separate things, but it's both related in the fact that you don't have a clue as to what's going on. So I have wondered if you could maybe just start with a weekly list and kind of get to a daily. I don't know. It also matches your Enneagram type that you need to write shit down.
So yeah.
Something you should do. I think you need to. Maybe set an 42 alarm.
42 years old and got all this work to do now. Be a better person. How did I even survive?
I don't, what's it like?
I don't know. Listen, I've got, before we go, I want to give you a little, I want to give you guys a little something.
Oh.
From us to you. Starting today, being the day you hear this, and until February 13th, your friends are close enough are going to give you Amazon Music Unlimited and Paramount Plus for $4.99 a month.
That's great.
That's a good deal.
I'm especially a huge if like Amazon you're into
what's the show everybody watches?
Shit.
Yellowstone.
Oh, is that on there?
It's on Paramount. You get that for 3 months.
Haven't watched it. Probably won't.
But so
a lot of people
yeah.
do.
Yeah. So the NFL season's about over. I don't know.
You are selling it, let me tell you.
You get unlimited access to 100 million songs and the most ad-free top podcasts, including Close Enough.
I love my Amazon. I'm Amazon loyal. I do feel a little bit of FOMO when everybody's Spotify list comes out. Amazon does something similar, but I've built all my playlists on Amazon. I don't have to worry about people. I think it's really weird, the Spotify playlist. Like, people get on each other's Spotify and, like, look at their playlists and stuff.
I don't know.
Maybe you can do it on Amazon. I don't know. But
I don't know.
It's so personal to me. But I create my playlist on Amazon. I got my gym list, my school list.
My Spotify right now, if you look.
But I highly recommend unlimited Amazon. I don't know. And I can sit at my computer, whereas maybe your business does this too. They block a lot of different things. But Amazon right now is not blocked, and I can go and play my Amazon playlist at school. And I've got my chill. These kids like the, I don't know what it is, this lo-fi?
Low fidelity.
What is it? I don't know what that means, but I play some of those, just background noise.
Yeah.
So $4.99, that's,
well, that, compared that, to but other. That also, what you've glossed over here.
Sorry.
It's access to 40,000 episodes of movies, plus live sports and exclusive Paramount Plus originals like Hip Hop My House. Never heard of it.
Never heard of that.
We don't have Paramount. We may have to check it out.
Wait, I thought we had Paramount Plus. I feel like we watched something.
No.
Our five-year-old can tell you exactly what shows are on which channels.
Yeah, HBO.
HBO. Netflix. We don't watch a lot of Netflix. We
can.
But that's a good deal.
But yeah, we'll put that down in the show notes. Click it if you want to. If not, I don't care.
If you don't know, show notes.
That's the episode descriptions that come with every podcast you've ever listened to ever.
In case you didn't know, I've never looked at them. I'm starting to read them more now.
Yeah. But again, if you listen to us, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
We
talk. Tell me. Say, hey, listen to the podcast. Watch me get embarrassed. Unless you're my students, don't say anything. I told you we don't talk about that.
Students. Y'all, never mind.
Nah, hush.
We have a Facebook page.
Yep.
We have an Instagram, and we have a TikTok. That's just really just Abby's personal TikTok. We have all that.
I don't make TikToks on.
If you want to dive in, we have personal Facebooks. I wouldn't recommend.
Gary's a horrible Facebooker.
I'm not a good Facebooker. I'm the anti-social of social media.
Shocking.
Abby's in Monjaro and Ozempic groups. I'm in meme groups. We are not the same.
We have never been the same.
We hope as you finish out January, all your
January. I had a good January. January, people want to talk about being depressing and stuff. It was a good one for me.
Yeah. Valentine's Day's coming up. Thinking about what you're going to get me.
Do you want something for Valentine's Day?
I don't not want anything for Valentine's Day.
I don't even know what to get you.
You got
some flowers.
You got like, I don't know, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Some flower. Yeah, I'm a flowers guy.
Some chocolates, some mini chocolates. Yeah. Do you like chocolate covered strawberries? You don't like strawberries, do you?
I like strawberries.
Oh. I'm not into the. There's chocolate covered grapes. That's the thing.
I don't know that I would like that. Chocolate covered pretzels are always.
Don't eat pretzels, though. Don't eat pretzels.
Don't read stupid news articles. Go with your gut. Anyway, thanks for checking us out. We'll be back next week with all the fun and exciting adventures of the Thomas family. We love you. I love you.
I love you.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.